When the Chicago Cubs announced in October that they were reducing ticket prices for the 2013 season, Jonathan Eig was delighted. The author and contributing editor to the Wall Street Journal is a season ticket holder, and he looked forward to the opportunity to watch the last place Cubs at a discount. Jonathan Eig joins me from Chicago. Welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.
Let's talk savings. How much has your Cubs season ticket bill gone down?
60 cents.
60 cents? What are you going to do with the money?
My kids are ecstatic because they each get a gumball.
The gumballs are 30 cents a pop, I guess.
No, I got 10 cents left over.
Oh, good. Perfect. Excellent. We should be fair to the Cubs, though. Through your research, you learned that 100,000 people are on the waiting list for season tickets to Wrigley Field. So why reduce prices at all? I mean, you got your market right there.
Yeah, they don't really need to. I mean, attendance went down this year, but they're still the 10th most popular team in terms of attendance, even in a season when they lost 101 games. So there's very little incentive for them to really reduce ticket prices. And they did reduce prices more dramatically in certain parts of the ballpark, in the bleachers, for example. But my seats, which are in the upper deck, right about first baseline, right about even with first base, really stayed the same. And if they had prepared me for that, if they had said, you know, we're holding your price steady, I would have been ready for that. But when I heard, you know, price cut, I was thinking something more than 60 cents.
But you got more games, right?
I do get more games. So, in fact, the average price of my ticket falls by about $2 per ticket, so from about $62 a ticket to $60 a ticket.
Now, I understand that you met with the team's vice president for ticket sales, and his pitch to you to continue being a season ticket holder was heartfelt. What did he say?
Well, he said there's a lot of romance involved in being a Cubs fan, and that fathers and grandfathers have been waiting for decades for the chance to see a winner. And I said, well, they may be waiting many, many decades more. And I'm not doing this for my kids. I'm doing this for me. They also made the pitch that this is a new regime, that the Cubs have new management, and they're trying to build a winner here, and they think they have a plan, and they're asking for patience, and they appreciate my loyalty.
You know, it's interesting that they ask for patience, because the Cubs are such a phenomenon. If they won, would people stop coming? They just figured, okay, they've done it in my lifetime. No reason to go back.
I don't think they're going to stop coming. I think, in fact, you know, if you look at what's happened in Boston where they finally won, the ballpark is still, you know, very exciting and vibrant. And even as prices have gone really soaring there, you still see, you know, really robust crowds at Fenway. And I think that's the key, is that we're talking Fenway and Wrigley. These are great attractions. And a big part of the reason people come out is for the ballpark. It doesn't really matter what kind of a team they put on the field. There are a certain number of fans who just like to attend games in the sunshine at this beautiful stadium.
Ticket prices aside, is there any reason for you or any other Cubs fan to anticipate more value for your ticket dollar next season?
No, not much. I don't think the team is going to look very good next year. I think they're still rebuilding and they've got a long way to go. But I think it's a problem that you see really not just in baseball, but in professional sports everywhere. These ticket prices are really outpacing inflation dramatically. And especially when the economy isn't great, you're seeing a lot more empty seats, even at football games this year. In the NFL, you're seeing it. And you saw it at Yankee games. In the playoffs, there were empty seats. That's something that never happened before.
Well, all that notwithstanding, you will be at Wrigley for at least, what is it with your ticket package, 1/15th of the home games?
Yeah, I share my season tickets with 15 buddies. And that's the thing. You know, I really enjoy being in this group. It comes down to a matter of feeling like a part of the community, feeling like a part of the Chicago fan base, and I'm not ready to give it up yet. I'm going to hang in there.
Jonathan Eig of ChicagoSideSports.com is a Cubs fan, and he's still a season ticket holder. Jonathan, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.